Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our good friend David Ubben from The Athletic. David, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Not much. Thanks, guys. Happy NIL Day to those who celebrate.
Yes, thank you.
It's been interesting.
It's been very interesting so far. David, we haven't had you on in a few weeks and haven't really gotten your thoughts on all this. First off, I have to tell you, when I saw this morning that Bo Nix, Auburn's quarterback, is being sponsored by Milo's Sweet Tea, I mean, it's just awesome. It's right on brand for the SEC. But what do you think of all this? What do you think of the NIL laws? How much fun do you think this is going to be as they move forward with things officially getting underway today?
I mean, it's about 40 years too late, but better now than never, I guess. There's never been any good reason why players shouldn't be able to do this. And I think now, you know, it's been such a slow crawl to today that it feels like the sky is falling, folks, are just not gaining a lot of traction. I think people are realizing this is the sport writing a small, you know, piece of so many things that are wrong with the economic structure of college sports, and it's nice that this is going to be the way it is moving forward.
So many facets of this, David. We were just talking about the competitive balance angle here. What do you believe long term, is there any significant change in how it is? Is it for the better? I don't see personally how it can get worse. When you talk about the talent condensed, you know, at the top with a handful of programs, but do you think this could potentially make a real impact and make it better?
Is it a cop out to say I'm not sure?
I mean, I hear you.
I mean, I think ultimately, I think there are some programs who might see some upward mobility. I pointed to SMU. I pointed to Nebraska, places that have a lot of kind of booster cash floating around. SMU, because of just the money aspect of that school, there's a handful of people who really want to win, and if they can get behind that, I think it's possible. Dallas would be a big draw. And Nebraska, you know, Tennessee is somewhat in the same boat where you just have a giant state where people are obsessed with the program. I mean, we saw yesterday Runza, if you're not familiar with Runza, I don't know if I can really explain that food over the radio, but
I don't know it. It's like Culver's?
It is a unique thing all its own. Imagine if it's, so it's like a Polish or German, but it's like a bun, and it's filled with, like, ground beef and cabbage and some spices.
Wow.
That's, like, the basic – anyway, it's a giant chain in Nebraska. They also serve chili and cinnamon rolls for the – together, I should say, for the Midwestern folk, if you were unaware. Anyway, not to turn this into a food appearance, but basically – they are offering, you know, any Nebraska player a chance to sponsor them and promote their rewards program and all that stuff. I mean, that sort of speaks to what we're talking about here in Nebraska. I don't think they're going to be the only company that offers a similar deal, but hey, you know, if you come here, we'll kick in something for you. And, you know, it's an interesting situation overall, but I think, you know, this is – I don't think it's going to be significant – to the competitive balance of the sport, but I think there are a few schools who might see some bumps, if that makes sense.
David Ubben from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, David, how in the early going of this is this affecting Tennessee football? What have we seen on that front with the NIL laws? And how do you think Josh Heupel and his staff are going to go about handling what every coaching staff is going to have to try to figure out, and that is the changing landscape now in college sports and in college football as well, with the NIL laws coming into effect?
Yeah, I mean, from Tennessee and from really any program's perspective, all you can really do is sort of education and telling players, hey, here's how to think about this. You know, think about the brands you're aligning with if you're doing a deal or something like that. Keep your time, in mind, how much time do you want to spend with this? But we've already seen a handful. Yoke Gaming is one that, it's kind of like the cameo, I guess, of video games that you can pay to play video games with an athlete. They said they're going to be a few thousand people on that platform today. We saw Theo Jackson's on there. Bayless Jones is on there. All that stuff. Grant Furking, who I wrote about a couple years ago, who owns a large company, he already has his own sort of company to help broker some of these deals that they launched last night. He had a couple deals of his own with a home loan company and a Mexican restaurant. And, of course, on top of that, paying Bayless Jones to advertise his own company. So we've seen a lot of interesting deals. Parker Ball, he's got about 5,000 Twitter followers. He's going to be a brand ambassador for a newsletter. So a lot of little things in the last 12 hours. So it's been pretty interesting.
And seems like, and you've written a lot about this going back, David, like Tennessee has been pretty proactive, would you say they're more ahead of the curve or more forward thinking on this than a lot of other places? I know everyone now is sending out there from the same people who are like, this is going to ruin college sports. Now we have the best name, image, likeness program in college athletics, but it does seem like Tennessee, was thinking a lot about this and putting some thought into it way early. Am I right with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of programs were. I mean, like I said, there's only so much you can do because schools are not broker deals. Schools are not allowed to help guys find deals. But you can educate and you can help, guys get, a situation or get in a good situation. You can offer some advice, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, Tennessee, they're unique in that the program that they have for the Haslam School of Business, that program allows them to get some class credit for it, which is, different than a lot of places. And that's the one thing that I think separates them at this point.
David, on the field, especially defensively, what's this team going to look like? You have Darrell Middleton entering the transfer portal yesterday, the latest Tennessee player to enter the transfer portal. Lots of concerns from Vols fans about the depth on defense. What do you see when you look at what this defense forecasts to be under the first year of Josh Heupel coming into this season?
Well, they're going to look a lot different. I think that's the biggest thing. It's possible you could still see some player departures. Possibly you can still see some late additions. I mean, there's still a lot of movement that can still happen. There's a lot of stuff. This team is going to be interesting. And I think, we've been writing about the transfer portal and the numbers and all that stuff all for over a year, all that stuff. And I think, when you look at where Tennessee is at on that transfer portal, I mean, the idea that you lost 27, I think, is the total number now, and granted, like, 8 of those or so are walk-ons, but still, if you look at our transfer portal top 100, I think there's 7 or 8 Vols that are in there, and I think one that is, former Vols, and there's one in Joe Milton that's coming to Tennessee, so you're up against it, and I think that's going to be the tale of this team, is just how different it is in personnel and scheme. This team and last year's team are going to be not really recognizable when you compare them.
On the recruiting front, David, obviously it hasn't gone well in the state. I can't say I'm surprised. I can't say that there are many coaches who could have come into this exact situation and just torn it up out there. But are there concerns beyond just that with Heupel and recruiting?
Well, I mean, I've used the term understandably underwhelming at this point because – they are striking out with the in-state kids, which is a problem. And they're not in on a lot of big guys. It's a lot of 3 stars, a few 4 stars, the in-state guys. Isaiah Horton, they're in there. Cam Miller, they're well positioned to get him. But it's tough. And that's, you're never going to know the answer to that question right now because you're dealing with NCAA stuff, which is really – that's been a major talking point in this recruiting cycle. And Tennessee doesn't have any good answers for it. We reported at The Athletic They're being negative recruited on that, and you can't blame schools for doing it, but it's frustrating from Tennessee's perspective because they can't really combat that. And so it has not been very good. There's a lot of reasons for that, but the question is, when those things are gone, you know, what does that look like? And considering that one of the criticisms of the staff coming in was, you know, the recruiting at UCF was not setting the world on fire, you know, that's the thing. How concerned should you be? There's not a good answer for that. It's sort of a Rorschach test for how optimistic or pessimistic are you for a number of other Tennessee situations. So it has not been great. There's a lot of reasons for that, and how much of that is, you know, this staff being underwhelming in recruiting or them dealing with a lot of the outside factors that they can't change. You just don't know where to separate, you know, how to divvy out the pie chart of that responsibility.
All right, actually, I do want this to be partially a food appearance for you. And forgive me if I've forgotten this, but I know that you're aligned with me on banana pudding being a subpar, below average dessert. God. So the Bo Nix thing.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. I mean,
we're going to go down this road again.
But what about the Bo Nix thing? I also brought, again, these are the only two things about Southern cuisine that I'm not in love with, which is banana pudding and sweet tea. Where do you come down on sweet tea?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of diabetes, so I don't drink it that often. listen, I'm okay with tea in general. What I will do is I will get like 3/4 of a cup, or when I'm making it, I'll get 3/4 of unsweet, and then maybe a dash of sweet there on the edge. Not a huge fan of the
pure
sweet.
Is that okay? Are you okay with that, Robbie?
I'm more okay with that than I am you, just totally poo-pooing sweet tea the whole show. Yeah,
I like a touch of this, but the pure sweet tea, I'm not sure I've ever drank a full cup. I can't handle that much sugar. I don't know how people drink that. My wife's into it. I married into a Tennessee family. They are. We'll go to family functions. There'll be two pitchers out. The sweet tea will be gone in 5 minutes, and the unsweet long after the meal is done.
That's all for you.
Still half full. I will be nursing that. So. It is. I'm not into it. I don't get it, and it's. I don't know how you drink that with a meal, or I really don't know. It's not for me.
I am.
We are aligned again.
I am so worried about you two. Banana pudding and sweet tea just totally off the table for David Ubbin and Joe Rexroad. David, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, my man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, David Ubbin from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Christopher on Twitter pointing out those are fighting words, Joe.
I'm sorry. It really is just like, I mean, some things are preference and all that, but I just think it's a crazy amount of sugar.
Do you two have these conversations before, like, David's scheduled to come on the show and be like, all right, what do you think will tick Robbie off the most with our food takes?
No,
because I will tell
you,
banana pudding and sweet tea are near the top of the list.
No, we really don't.
That's comfort food, so if you're just never comfortable – we know why.
I guess that's why.
So that's the only – so desserts. Rank me your top five desserts that you got to have
top
right now.
Five.
Go ahead.
Right,
give me your top five desserts right now. Have to have them.
See, banana pudding's in that top five.
Where?
Go. Oh, man. See, like choosing which one of your kids
you know
do you like more.
If you want to be honest with
that.
No, if you want to be honest with me, you can name 10 right now you like more than banana pudding.
I
can't name 10 that I like more than banana pudding.
Can.
That's absurd. Oh. 10 more than banana pudding.
Do you see what I've been dealing with here?
Oh my God.
This conversation with him and Ubbin goes back like a calendar year at this point. They've been talking about this crap.
What the hell goes on here?
It's unbelievable.
When I'm not around.
It's average. We'll continue the conversation on college athletics when we come back. NIL laws taking effect. We got a lot of your thoughts to get to as well. We'll do all that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.